it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store. Well, Paul Ramo is not in today, but yours truly, Maynard Meyer, filling in here on the gardening show today, and we got Dwayne Hastad on the line. And Dwayne, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and happy Easter to you and everybody listening today.
Yeah, to you as well there. And hope nobody blows away today. Boy, we got regular wind gusts over 50 miles an hour right now here in the Madison area for the last hour. So kind of breezy out there.
It's really breezy out there.
Breezy to say the least, yes. So, well, we don't have any gardening questions yet to pass along here, Dwayne. So we encourage people to get those into us. They can do that during the show here. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. Or email them over, which is the preferred way, because then they'll pop right up in front of me on the screen here, at klqpfm@farmerstel.net, and we'll ask Dwayne the question today. But we're going to kick it off with the what we got, our plant of the week here. For what's going on with that?
Plant of the week, definitely because it's Easter, we have the Easter lily, and a very popular plant at this time of the year. It's a trumpet lily, white trumpet lily, and it symbolizes purity, rebirth, and innocence. So a lot of the churches have them displayed at Christmas time, or people at, you know, their, not Christmas time, Easter time, and people have them at, in their homes, and they're very, very fragrant. So Easter lily is a cool plant to have, and they last quite a while. Don't need a lot of care. Don't need a lot of sunshine.
Can you plant them outside and watch them grow, or after you're done with them in the pot indoors?
My mom, Myrtle, planted hers outside, and I told her to plant it along the house in the warmest place she has, because they're not real hardy here, but she had it blooming for a number of years, so you can try it, but it's not a zone 4 plant.
Okay. So not designed for the great outdoors, then.
No, it's a floral type plant they have in your house.
Okay. All right.
They do. It originated, the bulbs originated from some small Japanese islands, so must be a lot warmer there than it is.
Probably. Any place probably warmer than around here, so.
I wouldn't want to be in North Dakota right
well,
now.
Well, no, that's true. They got over 30 inches of snow there in some places now, so and still coming down, so not good.
And then south of us, they're having, you know, tornadoes and big hail as size as softball.
So we kind of lucked out, actually, even with the wind here. It could be worse, so.
I think we better count our blessings.
That's right. So. Well, the phone's ringing here. I think we got some questions coming in, but I had a question for you, Dwayne.
Yeah.
I had, over at my house, I had to do some landscaping. Heather did some landscaping at the end of the, prior to winter.
Yep.
And, that's all looking like it's going to be growing pretty good. But I also had some dirt filled in, kind of a little sinkhole in my front yard. New grass has been planted there. And I think I might see a little grass starting to pop up in there. Is there anything I should be doing there right now to make sure that grass grows?
You know, right now probably not because of the weather. But, you know, if it gets to be 50, 60 degrees next week, you could sprinkle some fertilizer on there.
Okay.
And if you're impatient like some people are, you could sprinkle a little more grass seed, because But I'm sure not all your grass seed came up last year, Maynard, so a lot of that's still going to come up this spring. So don't put any crabgrass preventer or anything on there, because you'll kill the seeds that haven't germinated yet.
Okay.
A little fertilizer, a little grass seed, and some sunshine.
Yeah, sunshine would be good. Probably then a little warmth would be good for it, huh?
You know, Paul and I always talk about the horticulture concern of the week, or the UFTA concern.
Okay.
And that concern is definitely the wind. This wind is going to dry out a lot of plants. I know we have had moisture. Some places haven't had moisture. And especially on the evergreen trees or your arborvitaes, what it's doing is dehydrating those trees and sucking all the moisture out. And you might have a few problems this spring because of this wind.
Not good. Breaking off some branches and things too, I'm sure. So
all over, picking up branches. So if you see a branch that's ripped and it's a bad tear, I would clean that up and then
All right.
Put a pruning sealer on that so bugs and diseases and water don't get in there.
Okay, a couple questions here, Dwayne. Chris just handed me. Is it too late to trim maple trees?
If you trim maple trees, you're going to have some probably sap flowing. You know, you can collect that for your syrup.
Right.
I wouldn't go and do major pruning on them, but if you have some branches that are hitting you in the head when you're mowing your lawn, or there's dead branches in there or crossing branches, I would still do it. I'd get it done. Sooner the better.
Okay. So, like, go ahead and do it.
Yes.
Okay. Here's one from Bart Hill. You know, he takes care of the ballpark in Madison here and does a great job with that down there. He and the other guys that work down there. But Bart wants to know, if he mows the infield of the ballpark this early, will it hurt the grass?
You know, if it's really wet, you probably shouldn't be out there because you're going to leave tracks and stuff. I know there's some people that have mowed their lawn. I've seen them out there. I would wait till next week to when it dries out and gets a little warmer. Next week it gets 50, 60 degrees. I think you can mow your lawn.
Yeah, hopefully it'll get up in that range. It's not going to do that this week, apparently. So
I think you just enjoy Easter this week and don't worry about your outside duties after Easter. See, you can tell your wife that. I get permission not to worry about the outside. Pick up sticks if you want to.
Yeah, just don't work too hard, in other words. That's I like that advice.
But, you know, with talking about the baseball field, after you got it cleaned up and mowed, it wouldn't hurt to put some fertilizer on there just to give your grass a kick, because kind of had a rough winter on a lot of these plants and grass.
Well, a lot of people now, I suppose, are thinking about planting the garden and all that kind of stuff. Any advice for the gardeners out there?
Don't go out and work in your garden when it's wet out there, because if you go out and till and it's wet, you'll just make big mud balls out there, and that's not really easy to garden in. But again, you know, if it dries out next week, what I do is I put Earth Elements fertilizer on there, and if your ground is really heavy or whatever, I put some peat moss or compost anyway, and till that in, and then ready to go. Another thing we should probably talk about, Good Friday, you're supposed to plant your potatoes. So
all right.
Our potatoes are in, and we have a lot of the potatoes that have been around for years and years, like Vikings and Kennebecs and Norcordo Russet. Well, we got one new one this year. It's called Columba potato.
Okay.
It's yellow white potato. Supposed to be excellent, excellent tasting, and it's always fun every year to try something new in your garden. Try a new potato.
All right. Hey, another question just popped up on my screen here.
Yep.
And it says, what are the benefits of starting seeds indoors versus just waiting to put them outside?
There's some seeds that actually will do better outside, like maybe some of your melons, your cubers, your cucumbers and that type. But if you want to get ahead of the season, planting a tomato seed outside would be a tough thing to get to grow in Minnesota. The soil temperatures, it has to be warmer. So a lot of, like, soil, like tomatoes, peppers, you know, some cucumbers, and it's a lot easier to get them going and you get ahead of the season. So
okay.
That's what a nursery, garden center, greenhouse is for.
Yep.
We start a lot of those seeds for you, so you get a jump on the season.
Okay, you do the work for them.
You bet.
That's a good thing.
There's a lot of people that do start seeds. You know, Terry Overlander is a good one on that. Starts lots of his own seeds.
Right.
And we do have those seeds, but if you're going to plant seeds indoors, it's time definitely to do that. Our greenhouses are jam-packed full. I've been doing that for the last 2 months. You know, it's farmers plant their seeds in the ground, we plant ours in the greenhouse. And
right.
I've been farming for the last 2 months.
Yeah, not everybody has the amount of room that Terry has over there either to get things going in garden. So it's probably, if you're limited in space, just get them over at the greenhouse there.
There you go. And Terry's a diehard gardener, so.
That he is. Good at it. It's good to.
In fact, I was out with Terry last night, and we had a good meal, and we were talking gardening. So Terry's all ready to go again.
Yeah, well, surprise, surprise. You guys talking gardening. I can't imagine that.
You know, one other thing we got to talk about real quickly here is about Save Our Trees. I know you've been advertising, or announcing on the radio that there's concern in the city of Appleton and the city of Dawson. They're going to cut down a lot of trees. And tonight there's a meeting in Appleton concerning the trees that they're going to cut down in Appleton. So if you want to attend that, I invite people. It's at the Arts Center or whatever there at 6:30, I think, tonight.
Yeah, the old Pioneer TV building over there.
Yep. And, go to your city council in Dawson, and they're meeting Tuesday, April 19th at 5:30. Or talk to your city council. Talk to the city council people, and because they've actually marked trees in Dawson here. They put a pink ribbon on the trees, and those are the trees that are possibly coming down or are coming down. And you have a concern about your trees or your neighbor's trees, give the city a call.
All right. Yep. Best to do it. If you're concerned, talk. Now's the time to talk about it. So.
Exactly. After your tree's down, it's too late.
It's a little late. Yep. So.
Yep. Well, we're celebrating Easter here. We have lots and lots of Easter lilies at our stores. And we have hydrangeas and begonias and green plants. And the greenhouses are full of plants. So stop on down, and we got a lot of things going on.
Three locations.
Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right. Easy to find. And you're open Saturdays, Saturday mornings anyway, right?
We're open Saturday mornings. Pretty soon we'll be open all day. But normal hours are from 8:30 till 5 o'clock. And we'd be glad to serve you, or if you need us besides that, give us a call, and we can deliver your flowers or your plants or help you with your trees or shrubs or your lawn. Do a lot of things out at Heather Nursery and Floral.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Dwayne, we got to run here, and appreciate the info. We'll talk to you again next week on the gardening show. I think Paul will be back around once again, so we'll see you then.
You bet. Happy Easter, everybody.
Hey, thanks, Dwayne. You too. Bye now.
There you have it, the Heather Nursery. And